He must have listened to the same voice which dictated to Isaiah the future conception of a virgin. The son of a virgin, generated by the ineffable operation of the Holy Spirit, was a creature without example or resemblance, superior in every attribute of mind and body to the children of Adam. Since the introduction of the Greek or Chaldean philosophy, the Jews were persuaded of the pre-existence, transmigration, and immortality of souls, and providence was justified by a supposition that they were confined in their earthly prisons to expiate the stains which they had contracted in a former state. Footnotes. The disciples of Jesus were persuaded that a man might have sinned before he was born. John 9:2. And the Pharisees held the transmigration of virtuous souls, and a modern rabbi is modestly assured that Hermes, Pythagoras, Plato, etc., derive their metaphysics from his illustrious countrymen. Four different opinions have been entertained concerning the origin of human souls. 1. That they are eternal and divine. 2. That they were created in a separate state of existence before their union with the body. 3. That they have been propagated from the original stock of Adam, who contained in himself the mental as well as the corporeal seed of his posterity. 4. That each soul is occasionally created and embodied in the moment of conception. The last of these sentiments appears to have prevailed among the moderns, and our spiritual history has grown less sublime without becoming more intelligible. End of footnotes. But the degrees of purity and corruption are almost immeasurable. It might be fairly presumed that the most sublime and virtuous of human spirits was infused into the offspring of Mary and the Holy Ghost. Footnote: Some of the rabbis attribute one and the same soul to the persons of Adam, David, and the Messiah. End of footnote. That his abasement was the result of his voluntary choice, and that the object of his mission was to purify, not his own, but the sins of the world. On his return to his native skies, he received the immense reward of his obedience, the everlasting kingdom of the Messiah, which had been darkly foretold by the prophets under the carnal images of peace, of conquest, and of dominion. Omnipotence could enlarge the human faculties of Christ to the extent of his celestial office. In the language of antiquity, the title of God has not been severely confined to the first parent, and his incomparable minister, his only begotten son, might claim, without presumption, the religious, though secondary, worship of a subject.